Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. Berlin's public health officers are calling for a rethink on the path to relaxing lockdown. Per RBB reporting, public health officers have written a letter to the Senate in which they demand that opening scenarios no longer be linked to general incidence values. The letter from the 12 medical officers states it is, quote, not purposeful to link containment measures to incidences of 20, 35, or 50. These incidences do not represent the true status of infection, which actually depends on testing capacity and people's willingness to test, resulting in fluctuations that do not reflect the infectious situation. Unquote. The letter goes on to say that there is also a huge difference between a 7-day incidence of 50, where all infected persons are symptom-free children and the over 80s are already vaccinated, and an incidence of 50 where mainly risk groups are affected. The medical officers therefore suggest that measures be geared to the possible consequences of a disease. Specifically, they are calling for intensive infection prevention measures for the elderly and the sick, and at the same time, mitigating measures for other groups such as school children, basically saying that an incidence analysis based on age cohorts should therefore be created in the future as an early warning system. The public health officers are also demanding that the public health offices be put back in a position in the next few weeks to realize their original tasks of providing existential participatory health care for children and adults, adding that in the health care of the population, this important pillar is currently missing, and quote, outside of pandemic management, the other tasks do not take place at all or only as emergency operations, with negative health effects for all those affected, unquote. The Berlin Health Senator Kalaichi reacted reservedly to the proposal of the officers, stating in an interview yesterday with Radio 1, quote, the Senate will discuss a relaxation plan according to clusters on Tuesday, but will not decide anything yet because this must happen uniformly nationwide, unquote. She added that the relaxations have to happen with great caution because mutations in Berlin are still on the rise. The last count was 736. The senator also believes that distinctions have to be made according to age, adding that with the elderly, there were extremely high incidences. And she went on to explain that public health officials had said that vulnerable groups in particular would be protected, but that has not been entirely successful over the last few months. And despite the vaccine being available for the elderly, there are still infections in nursing homes. The Berlin Senate Chancellery is preparing for the next federal-state meeting on the corona crisis, scheduled for March 3rd, and a phased plan for easing has also been announced for the date. The acting chairman of the Conference of Minister Presidents, Berlin's Mayor Müller, announced over the weekend that he would not be guided solely by the number of new infections, stating to the Stuttgarter Zeitung and the Stuttgarter Nachrichten, quote, the incidence value remains important, but also an R value significantly below 1 and a decreasing utilization of intensive care beds will be important criteria for the next relaxation steps. Unquote. Mueller announced a proposal without the values of 10 or 25, as suggested by some. Rather, he said, his draft will be about contagion rates below 35 or 50, and he added, if states reach those incidences stably over the next weeks, more opening steps in culture and food service can follow. In view of the case numbers that rose again over the weekend and the danger posed by viral mutations, Mueller made it clear that the step-by-step plan was, quote, not a one-way street toward relaxation. If necessary, we will have to decide on restrictions if the numbers rise sharply again, as in other European countries. Unquote. The Senate Department for Urban Development and Housing announced yesterday that most landlords in Berlin are complying with the requirements of the rent cap. the only one of its kind in Germany. So far, affected parties have reported 1,545 violations of excessive rents to the Senate administration, which, according to the law, must be reduced. The most violations against the corresponding paragraph 5 of the rent cap law were 281 in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg and the fewest, 10 in Marzahn-Hellersdorf. In almost all of these cases for which the Senate department itself is the contact, the landlords have been notified. So far, 4 administrative offense proceedings were reportedly initiated by the end of 2020, none of which have yet been completed. According to the Senate administration, about 2,800 other violations have been registered due to other sections of the law, including, for example, violations of the ban on increasing existing rents or those against landlords' duty to provide information. The capping of rents and the possibility of lowering them has provoked much criticism from the housing industry. On the initiative of Berlin's CDU and FDP, the Federal Constitutional Court is to review whether the rent cap is legal. According to the Senate administration, a decision is expected in the first half of 2021. The Berlin rent cap went into force on February 23rd of 2020. In Friedrichshain, unknown persons vandalized the district SPD office. A patrol noticed cracks and the slogan Bucht and Riga bleibt, or Bucht and Riga stay, spray-painted on the windows overnight Sunday into Monday. Small paving stones were also found on the ground in front of the building and were collected as evidence. The case has been taken over by the State Criminal Investigation Department. The BVALGI transported a third fewer people last year than the year before, according to a response from the Senate administration to a question from Left Party MP Christian Ronneberg. In the Berlin House of Representatives, it's assumed that around 728.5 million passenger trips were made on buses and trains, about 65% of the level of the previous year. The BVALGI, like all other transport companies in Germany, had largely maintained services despite the corona restrictions and suffered massive losses. In response to another question from Ronneberg, passenger volumes fell to below 40% of the last traveler count from 2018 during the period of the first lockdown in spring of 2020. After a recovery in the summer, ridership is now back to about 40% compared to pre-corona levels. Even during peak periods, however, average seat occupancy is only about 30% and standing room occupancy about 10%. No annual figures are available yet for Berlin's S-Bahn. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.